We are on Daf Ayin Hey on the base. We are in the middle here on Machloikis. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara that we learned till now to get into the swing of the Sugya. This is more or less in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara wants to explain the machlokes between the Chachamim and Sumchis. The Gemara says, Elo milse achriti iki benayu. The machlokes between Sumchis is and the Chachamim is as follows. So first, the Gemara tells us what the case is, and then what the machlokes is. Kigoin the osi beitrei. Two Adam came, Omri lay gonafta. And they brought this ganef to Bezin, and they said, you stole Omalohu, so he told them, in gonafti, that's right, I stole. Vitovachti umacharti, and I shechted it, or I sold it. Miu loy bifneichem gonafti, but you weren't there. You didn't see how I had stolen. Va'aisi sadi, and he brought edim. Va'azminu, and the edim were mazim this cat. The loy ba'payu gonaf, they were not there when he stole. So at the present time, what do we have? We have a heidor from the ganef, gonafti, tovachti, umachalti. This heidor, the heidor of gonafti, was said because of the asusa de edim, because the edim were there, they also said gonaf. See, he was scared to contradict the edim. She said gonafti. The ganafti was said, the Hidor was said because of his fear of the Eidim. Then he was Moisef and he said, Tavachti Yomachalti. Now they were Mazim the Eidim. So all we have is his Hidor, which Mitzadatzmoi cannot be Machayev him Knas, because Moideb Knas is not Nemo. Now the Aisi Balabayis Sadi, now the Balabos brought different Eidim, Vas Hidul Bey, the Gona Vetovach Umocha. And the second pair of Eidim were Meyit, he stole, he was Teveach or Moicha, Ubahidos Tvicha Kamiflegi. The Hidah of that what he was made, that was gone out, that Haidor cannot patter him from Kefil, because that is a Haidor Machmas B'Isusa the Eidim. The Shaila is, the Haidor of Tvicha Mechirem, can that patter him, is this called Meide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim? That's Potter. Or since he wasn't Machayiv himself, and the Haidah of Tviche is only saying he's Potter, so the Gemara wants to say that's the Machloikis of the Tanakam and Sumchis. Abidah is Tviche kemiflegi. The Rabbonon Sovri, Rabbonon hold, Afal Gav, the Haidah, the Gneva, Machmas, Eidem, Udekamayde. The Hidor of Edom was, the Hidor of Geneva was because there were Edom, so that Hidor can't patter him from Knas. But Hidor, the Tvicha Hidoi, but that when he was Moida, that was Tovach, this is an emissary Hidor. So even though he's not Machayev himself, Beklum, Upota is Potter. Sumchis Sava and Sumchis holds, Kivin Doido Digneve Machmas Eidem Hudekomoide. Doido of Gneve is not considered a Hido. because that was machmas eidim, so that eidah cannot pater him. The tvicha lav eidah, so the eidah of tvicha is also not a eidah, because he's not mechayv himself with anything. So it comes out that Sumchus holds like Rav Hamnuna and Rav Yochanan, the Tanakama holds like Rav Huna. So now, Sumchus continues, V'hanach Eidim Kamoi Dazminu. The first cut Eidim that we were Mazim, Mishalmim Tashlume Keifo. They'll pay Tashlume Keifo. They wanted to be Mechayev the Ganev Shaloi Kedim. Mishalim Shloi Shalapo Ushnayim Laya. And he'll pay, since his Eidor did not pater him, and there's a second cut of Eidim that is made that Tovach, so he'll be Mechuyiv to pay Shloi Shalapo Ushnayim Laya. That was the Gemara till now. So therefore, the Gemara was saying that the machloikis, Rav Hunen, Rav Yochanan, the machloikis of the Tanakame and Sumchis. Omar Rav Ache Berei de Rav Ike. So now this is a new Gemara. So Omar Rav Ache Berei de Rav Ike loy. That is not pshat in the machloikis. The Kulei Alma, everyone agrees, Haido de Tviche lav Haidohi. Haido de Tviche is not a Haido. To pater himself, because this Haido is not Mechayiv himself anything, so here there's no poiter of Maida Beknas Vacha Kach Boid. So, what is the Svara of the Chachomim, that the Chachomim say he doesn't have to pay for the Tviche. If it's not a Eidor, why doesn't he have to pay for the Tviche? So the Gemara says a very interesting Okimte. Ela be'edish she'iya tayocha la'azimo kamiflegi. We're speaking about that the second cut of Eidis, you cannot be mazim them. Cannot be mazim the second cut of Eidus. Kigoy, the Gemara explains exactly what happened. The case was as follows. The Osu Sadi, Eidim came, the Omri Le Gonafta. They said in Bezin, you stole. The Omalahu, he told them, he said this in Bezin, Gonafti, Vitovachti, Umachati. That's true, I stole, and I also was either Teveich or Moich. Miu loy bifneichem gonafti. I did not steal in front of you. Elo bifnei ploini uploini. But he says, I stole in front of Reuben and Shimon. When I was stealing, there were two people watching me. You weren't there. But Reuben and Shimon were there. They saw how I stole. They saw how I shechted it. But not you. You weren't there. Va'aisi sadi va'azminu. Then this Ganav went and brought Eidim, and these Eidim were mazim, this first cut of Eidim. The Eidim zaymimim. The loy ba'apayu goma. He did not steal in front of them. For also ploini uploini, now this Reuben and Shimon, this Ganef told us who saw that he stole. So the Ganef told us that Reuben and Shimon saw. So the Balabos got a hold of Reuben and Shimon. They said, definitely, we saw how this Ganef stole. Basidu bei the gonav v'tovach umoch, and they said Eidis that gonav v'tovach umoch. Fine. So now I have Eidim that the second cut that says that gonav tovach umoch. So al pi cheshbin, the ganef should be mechuyev because of the edus of the second cat. So what is the svar of the chachamim? Ubahoke miflegi. The rabbonon sovri, the rabbonon ho, havelo edus shiata yochel lahazimo. That means, if you're going to be mazim these edim, that means the Sruven and Shimon will come to Besdin. They said, we saw that the Ganav Ganvit and Yishech, that's fine. Now, let's say if two edim would be mazim them. So edim would be mazim them, so how could you say you saw that the Ganav Ganvit? You were in Florida then. How could you say? Fine. So what will be the din? Will they be mechuyev to pay the ganef? No. Because there was a door spalled in from the ganef. The ganef said, you saw how I stole. So there will not be any oinshei hazome on these two eidim. That means if you'll be mazim them, so they will not have to pay the ganef. Because the ganef said that they saw how he stole. So these are Eidim Chiyato Yochel Lazimon. These are Eidim, it's impossible to be Masim them. They won't get Oinshe Hazov. That means Eidim Chiyato Yochel Lazimon means you have to have Eidim that have to be capable that if you'll be Masim them, they'll get Oinshe Hazov. They won't get Oinshe Hazov because the person who they're saying Eidus against was Maidim Besdin. That's whatever they said is true. That's a thought, so he was Maidim. So therefore, that is now the Machloikis, the Rabbonon and Suchis. That the Rabbonon hold, Eidim Shiyata Yochel Azimom, are not called Eidim in Gansim. Bahokam Iflagi. The Rabbonon Sovri Havilo Eidish Shiyata Yochel Azima. This is an Eidish Shiyata Yochel Azima, because if you'll be mazim them, they will not be mechuyev to pay the gan of anything. V'chol Eidish Shiyata Yochel Azima, Loi Havi Eidish is not Eidish. So, Mela, this Eidish is out of, these Eidus are worthless. We can't be mekabel such Eidus, or these Eidus don't have an amonis. So memele, so I don't, these Eidim cannot be used in this dintoid. So what do I have over here? So if the first cat of Eidim that said gonav, we will mazim the first cat. He said, so memele, the first cat has to pay him what they wanted to be mafsed to them. And that what he said, Gonav Tovach is Moide Beknas, which is not Mechayivim anything. So Memele, so the first cat will pay him Kefil, and he's Potter from anything else. Now, was the second cat Eidim can't be mechayvim anything. That is what Rabbonon hold. The sumches over Eidish yata yochel azima have Eidish. Sumches holds that it's called Eidish. So Mamela, if it's called Eidish, so Mamela, so I have here Eidish that he was gone up the Tobach, so he's mechuyev to pay. The first cat, wanted to be mafsed him kefil, so we'll get the kefil from the first cat, and he'll pay gimel v'dal. That's the machloikis, sumches, and the tanakam. Rekte gemore v'hokaimelon be'edish shiyata yochel lazima lehavi edis. What kind of machloikis is this? Sumchis holds that it's kosher Eidim, you can't be mazim them. We know Eidish yata yochel azimam lehavi Eidis. So Sumchis answered as follows. Hani mili heichi delo yodi be'eze yoim ube'eze sho. That what the din is Eidish yata yochel azimam is not Eidus, that is, if they don't specify when this occurred. That means the way them come to Bezin, and they tell Bezin, we saw how Levi gamved. And when did he gamved? I don't know, I don't remember which day, but I saw him gamved. So this is Eidus, Shiata Yochel Azim. How can you be Mazim then? They didn't specify which day. There, it's Apostle Eidus. The lekel eidus klal, aval hoches siyue hodeka masayi lehu. But over here, why can you be mazim them? Because the ganav is meida to them. So it's really true. That means they said eidus, and the reason you can't be mazim them, there's no einche hazome, is because the ganav is meida to them. That's no chesoren in the eidus. So Mela, here we have a Machlokes, Sumchis, and the Chachamim. Now let us first see Rashi, and then we'll try a little to elaborate on the Gemara. So let's see what Rashi says. Loi, the Kulaum Haido de Tzvichem, the Loi Haido de Gneve, Lav Klumo, Lepoitroi, Bemokemeida. Everyone holds. The Haido of Tviche, Beloi Haido de Eidim, Lav Kluma. Without the Haido of the Gneve, and here there was no Haido of Gneve, because the Haido of Gneve was because of the Biasusa de Eidim, Lav Kluma, Lepoitre, Bemokim Eidim. It can't pattern. Ke Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan, everyone holds like that. Vihani Sadi Basroi Sadusam Al Yahavim. If the second cat Eidim would have been a good cat of Eidus, lehava potri lerabot, then everyone would agree that the ganef has to pay gimel v'dalet. Elohoche be'Eidus yate yochel lazima askina. Uchigoyin, dahani Eidim achroinim haksheirim, Shehevi balabayis lohoi shegona v'tovach umochel. These Eidim that the balabos brought to Bezdin to be meyid that it was gona v'tovach umochel al pi haganav heviyom. They were brought al pi haganav. Sha'oma haganav bebezdin. The ganav said, "Bifnei ploini uploini gonavti." He said that I stole in front of these two Eidim, to the Meforish Mosul. V'osu ploini uploini, and these two Eidim came. V'osu ploini uploini. Rabbonin potrilei leganef mi'abo v'chamishem. Rabbonin pater deganef mi'abo v'chamishem. Elo mishalem lebailim keren levadoi. He pays the Bailam Karen, because he was Moide, he stole from the Bailam. Vuhu Neutel Kefel Minari Shainim Mishalim Labam Karen Labad. He pays Karen to the Bailam. Vuhu Neutel Kefel Minari Shainim. He takes the Kefel from the Rishainim. Sherotsu lapsidei kefil. The first cat wanted to be mafsid in kefil. So he takes the kefil from them. Uknoso loy mishale. He doesn't pay any knas. My time it. Tahani sadi basroi enomedim. The second cat ate him that said, Egona intovach enomedim. Enoch yochel azimo. You can't give them mind she yazome. Shrehu hoide tchile shebifneim gona. He was moide shebifneim gona. He said that he stole in front of them. So Eidus said you can't give mind she yazome, not Eidus. So the second cat you can't use. Him, so all you can use is what he was made. Apiyatz Mailo Yishalim Knas. He doesn't pay Knas. Vaho milse koi sumches. And this is what sumches says. Vesova edis shi ata yochel lazima edisi. They're edis. You can rely on the second card. Ve'edim ha-muzolim, muzomim. The first card, edim, that we were mazim, shamim tashul mekeifel abaylim. They'll pay kefil to the Bailim b'mokim gane. V'hu mishalim shloisho lepa dosu sadi de tova chomocha. So memele, so the Gemara asked on sumches, you don't hold a veidish yet yochel azime? So sumches said, ani miludi have a edis, heichi da omri lo yodinin beize yoin beize sho, if edim come, they say, we saw that a person gambit, that we asked them, can you tell me exactly which day this was, which hour this was? They don't know, but they saw him gambit, the ikal meima. So then I'll say, the lohochi of the mistafu, they know why they're saying all of a sudden they can't remember which day and which hour, because they're afraid. They want to make sure, they know they're liars, so they want to make sure no one should be mazim them, so they do not mention which day it was, so they feel secure, you can't be mazim them. But the so there it could be the edim shakonim. These Edom are Shekonim. These Edom are Posel Lohoit. We see from their Haggadah, they want to make sure that you should be unable to be Mazim them. Avol Hoche, Dohode Nata Yochel Azimoy, Haina Mishum Dekushta Komisadi. The reason you can't be Mazim them is because they're saying the truth. The Ganav is Moide, that they saw him Ganve. Mikolshkein, they do so on Edis. The Edis is Ziche Edis. The Siyue Komisayelu. He agrees with them. You can't be Mazim them. You can't give them Moin Shezomi because the Ganav himself agrees with them. So for Kert, that shows the Amiti is Advorim. Hilkach, Hach Rishonim. These Rishonim Shehuzmu Mishalmim Bishvilei Kefil. So they pay, the first cut pays Kefil. Vuhu Mishalim Shloisha Latashlumei, and Vuhu Mishalim Shloisha Latashlumei Chemisha Depo Ushnaim La'ayat. Ushnaim La'ayat. The Edis Ike Vahido leke, vahido de gneve machmes bisuse de kamoyoidi, vahido de tviche poita atzmai miklum ave, there's no idosa memele, memele he is, so he'll have to pay knas. I'd like to elaborate a little on this Gemara. We have here a machlokes sumches in the Tanakhama. We can use these edim. The Tanakhama says we can't use these edim. It's edim shatayochel azimo. And sumches says the whole reason you can't give the ein shazom because I know they're telling the truth. I have a hidor from the Bailam. But like this, so there's no problem of Eidish Yotah Chazima in this case. There is a problem if they didn't say which day it was. Then I see already it's fishy, it's fluky, they don't know which day it was. So then the Choshed L'Shaka, but here they're not Choshed L'Shaka. So what, and the Tanakhama says, no, they are possible. So what's the Machloikis? So the Dvar Avrom wants to say, the machloikis, the Tanakhama, and the machloikis, the Tanakhama, and sumchis is the halach of Eidish Shetiyoch al-Azimom, is it a gzeiras akosu,
or is it to take away the chash meshaka? That means like this. Let's start backwards. Like this, Edom could come and say, it would be a free world. Edom will come and say, hey, this. And they'll say, Reuven killed, Reuven borrowed. They say, hey, this. You'll be makrish then. No, so you'll be makrish then. Who says, I'm a liar, maybe they're a liar. So the Torah made no. If you with Edis wanted to do something bad to someone else, it's gonna boomerang on you. So the whole halacha of Edis Shatiyochel Azimon is a way the Torah ensured that we'll know that Edom are telling the truth. Because if they're saying a lie, they're into hot water. Besides the Aveira, they're gonna get whatever they wanted to do to him will boomerang back on them. So that's to ensure that they're telling the truth. Zokt sumchis, so that is davke, if I don't know if they're telling the truth or not, I have to have this proof that they're telling the truth, because they know if they're not telling the truth and they'll be massing them, they're gonna get into that water. But over here, I know they're telling the truth, because the ganav alone is moida to them. So here, there's no problem of Eidish Yatiyochel Azim. Fine. That's the svara of Sumchis. The Dvar Avrom says, the Tanakama holds, it's a Gzeiris HaKosev. Don't say a time of the Kro, it's a Gzeiris HaKosev. Every Eidis that is said has to be Yochel Azim. Not because I'm afraid he's telling a lie. Every Eidus has to be Yochel Azimo. If it's not Yochel Azimo, it's Apostle Eidus. Acheshbenehin, Acheshbenehel, it's Eino Yochel Azimo, so it's Apostle Eidus. That's Hanoch Aleph. That's how the Dvar Avrom learns Pshat in the Machloikis, the Tanakame, and Sumchis. Now, let's mention a Mordek Taisvus HaRosh, that the Shita Mekabetzis brings down. But before this Taisvus HaRosh, we have to know what Taisvus and Mesechtes Makkos. The first Mishnah Mesechtes Makkos says as follows, that if two Eidim come, they say on a Koyin, this Koyin was a Cholol, it's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. So the din is, you know, even though they're Kahanim, we will not make them Chalolim, we give them Malkus. The Mo learns out from a Pus, and I'm some ice. Fine, you give them Malkus. But you will not make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. Fraktaisvis, so how do you believe these Eidim? You need Eidish at the Yochel Azimom, and here you can't be Mazim them, because, so how do you believe them to begin with? That's Taisvis Kash. So let's go on one teretz of Taisvis. We won't speak about the second teretz. So one teretz of Taisvis is, you give them Malkus. You give them Malkus. So that's B'mokim Mazom. That means one of the two. Either if you can be Mazim them, we're Mazim them. That's called Eidishet Yochel Azimah. But if you can't be Mazim them and you give them Malkus, so the Malkus is also B'mokim Mazom. So that's called Eidishet Yochel Azimah. Rekte Taisvus HaRosh, a moire de kekash. Rekte Taisvus HaRosh, what's gonna be here will gabi Malkus? What's gonna be over here? The Ganev said they stole, the Ganev said I stole in front of them, they saw I stole, they saw I shechted, they stole. Fine, everything. Now you're gonna be Mazim, the second, this cat, Mazim, they were in Florida. So the din is, the Ganav can't take any money from them because he was moided that they saw him steal. Fine. Let's forget about the money. But what'll be with the love of Leisana Bereyecha Eitchok? Will we give them Malkus? To Edom or Mazim them? We'll give them Malkus. So Lechayre, we should give them Malkus. He was moided that they stole. So Lagabi, his asik between him and them, he can't take money from them. And then the person can be machayv them. But Lagabi, Eidish Sheker, we'll mazim them, should give them Malkus. like the Tosfos HaRosh. No, you give them Malkus, I say this, Shata Yochel Azim amounts to Malkus. That's the Kasha of the Tosfos HaRosh. And this Kasha, the Tosfos HaRosh, says two Terutzim. It's a little unclear, but it seems in the Tosfos HaRosh there's two Terutzim. Terutz number one, we won't give them Malkus either. We won't give them Malkus. It seems that the Svara is, Leisane, there's a Mordeke Rabbi Kebega, the love is Leisane Bereyacha Eichoka. You should not say Bereyacha Eichoka. You should not say Bereyacha on your, on Reyacha Eichoka. Rabbi Kebega Tainis, by Kiddush Levona, if Edis will say that they saw the Levona, and we find out that, that they said Sheker, the Ebu Leisane Bereyacha, they said Eidus an Reyacha. They didn't say Eidus an Reyacha. Rabbi Kebega says another case. What'll be a case, Tzabayshbol, that two Eidim say Reuven Horak. And then other two Eidim say Reuven Loi Horak. Reuven Loi Horak. And we're Mazim the second card. Will we give them Malkus als Leisana Bereyacha Eichoka? They said something, they said Loi Horak. Did they say something against the Reyacha? They didn't say anything against the Reyacha. But Kevega Tain is the Leisane Bereyacha is only if I said something Bereyacha, Leisane Bereyacha. That means I said something bad against Reyacha. But if the Reyacha says it's the truth, so they don't get Malkus either. So Memele, the first Teretz of the Tosfos HaRosh is, the first verse of the Tosfos HaRosh is that they won't get Malkus. Just like the Hoidor of the Ganev accomplishes they don't owe him money, the Hoidor of the Ganev will also accomplish we won't give them Malkus. He's timing, they said the truth. He's timing whatever they said is true. They can't give them Malkus l'zisana b'riyacha itshoke. So just like the Namachu Yif to pay, Namachu Yif to get Malkus. This is the first Mahalach in the Tosfos HaRosh. The second Mahalach in the Tosfos HaRosh, he says, no, could be not. And when it comes that they owe him, if they don't owe him, he says they don't owe him, so they can't owe him. But it comes to Leisane Bereyacha Eichoka, could be, we will give them Malkus. Back to Tosfos HaRosh, they will say, we give Malkus, or say, the Shete Yochel Azimah, that what Tosfos said in Malkus, that by Eidus ben Grusha, it's called Eidus Atayochel Azimam, because of the Malkus, that is Davke, because there's no Oinshe Hazome. There, when they say the Sheker, you only get Malkus. There's no Oinshe Hazome. You can't make them a ben Grusha. So the Malkus is b'mokim einshe hazom. Here, when I say when I want to be mechayiv someone moment, so there's einshe hazom. I say someone stole, he didn't steal. There's einshe hazom. But grad, I have one particular case that it can't be mechayim einshe hazom because he was moided to me. So in this case, he'll get Malkus. Then I don't say that the Malkus is b'mokim oinshe yazom. It's the whole chiddush of Tosfos that Malkus, it makes it eidim zoymim yochel azimim al toinish Malkus. That means if there's no oinshe yazom, and this is what they're going to get, they're going to get Malkus. So the Malkus is b'mokim oinshe yazom. But by Gneve, all the time, there's a system like Ashazom and Lassus Lachim. Now, in this particular case, the you can be Mekayim Kashazom. Here you give them Malkus, that does not make it Eidish at the Yochel Azimah. That is two Lashonis in the Tosfos HaRosh, Amaridika Tosfos HaRosh. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention one Ha'ore. And this I would like to mention the first cat who were Edom Zaymimim, the first cat wanted to be Mechayefim kefil, so they pay kefil. So then you amazim them, they pay kefil. Now, I'd like to just look at five Rashis. How Rashi speaks about that the first cut pays kefil. Let's look the first Rashi, the Rashi in the top of the Omid, Ilema Areshe, to Huzmu Eidigneve, Vekoma Sumches, Hein Mishalmen Kefel, Bishviloi Lebaile. So, we're talking about because later came other Eidim. So Rashi says, according to Sumches, they don't give him the kefil, they pay the bailam the kefil. That's what Rashi says. The Samech says it works out, Shibuddha the Rabnosan, they owe him and he owes the bailam. So they pay direct to the bailam. That's Rashi number one. Now, Ba'aisi Balabayis Sadi, let's jump down a few Rashis, it's towards the middle of the Amid. Achini, Degona, Vitova, Chomocha, the Komri Rabbonon, the Hein Mishalmin Tashlume Kefil, Liganev, Vaganev Labailam. Here Rashi says a different Seder. They pay to the Ganev, and the Ganev pays the Kefil to the Bailam. Let's just go a little further. Rabbonon Sovri, Afogav Digneve, Machmas Eidim Komoide, Ve'enei Hado, V'chayim l'shalom l'baylim oisoi kefil shenoytel me'elu. Here Rashi says that they give him the kefil and he gives the baylim that kefil. This is like the second Rashi. This is like the second Rashi. The third second Rashi. Now let's go down to Rashi Rabbonon. So Rashi says, by the end of the Rashi, when the lines get wide, around five lines from when the lines get wide. So here Rashi says, the Eidim Hamuzomim, the first cut, Mishalmim Kefil Lebailim Bemokim Ganim. They pay the Kefil to the Bailim. Okay. So it is just very, so Rashi is very unclear. Just it's very interesting not to understand the Cheshma, which I don't understand, but when Rashi is going according to Sumchis, Rashi says for some reason they pay the Bailim. When Rashi is speaking according to the Chumim, Rashi says they pay him the Kefil and he pays the Bailim. What Pshat in Rashi is, I haven't the faintest idea, but it's very interesting how Rashi, Rashi, in the Chachomim Rashi is saying that they pay him the kefil, in Sumchis they pay the Bailam. Now let us go a little further. Fine. Omama. Ein Mishalmin Tashlume kefil. They pay kefil, the first cut, pays kefil. Frek de gemora amoyre de kekashe. Mi de ka moide de gonav. He was moide. The ganav was moide that he stole. Is keren boy shlumi. So he has to pay the keren. So why do they have to pay kefil? So now let's understand the Gemara's Kasha. Let's be Magdam, there's a Gemara in Malkus, with this we can understand the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says in Malkus as follows. The Gemara says in Malkus, if Edim Zoymimim came and said, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100 Sunday. Right? And they were Mazim then. So finish. So they owe now $100 to Reuven. Then other Edim come and say, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100 Friday. Baratake, it wasn't Sunday, the way they said it was Friday. So the din is the Edom Zaymimim do not have to pay Reuven anything. Because Lemaisa, what they said, they're liars, the Edom Zaymimim, but they did not, were not Mechaivim anything that was not true. Itaka Oz, Reuven owes Shimon $100 from Friday. He borrowed the money Friday. I'm not talking about $200. We're talking about this Alvor. There was Alvor Reuven from Shimon. So Lemaisa, the $100 that they said there was Alvor, they're liars, they them Zaymimim. But Lemaisa, whatever they said he owes, Itaka owed from Friday. So Mamela, there's no din. So they didn't want it. Lemaisa, they didn't do anything bad to him because Lemaisa, Itaka owed the money. This is a Gemara Makkah. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking Amor de Kekashe. This Ganev said, Adam came and said, Gonav. Fine. They said, Gonav. He said, Gonavti. It's true. Gonavti. Now, on the Kefal, they wanted to be Mechayivim. They were Mechayivim, the Kefal, because he can't be Mechayiv himself, the Kefal. And he wasn't Chayiv Kefal till they said Adam. But when he said Gonavti, so there's a Dos Baldin, he owes the Kerem to the Bailam. So when they said Eidus, Itak had stolen already. He owes the Kerem. So why should they be Mechuyev to pay Kefal, which means Kerem plus, Lechoyre, Itak owes the Kerem. So they shouldn't have to pay Kefal. That's the Gemara's Kash.
Since he was moide that he stole, Karen boy shlumi, so he has to pay the Karen. So they weren't mechayiv him a Karen, because he taka owed the Karen. Omar Rabbi Elozo mishmei derav tni tashlum de kefal. You're 100% right. The Edom Zaymimim don't have to pay him two times. They just have to pay the Tashlum, the Kefal. The Chelek HaKefal, they have to be Mechuyiv to pay him. But the Keren, they don't have to pay. Now let us see Rashi. Tashlume Kefal Omar Sumches Bechi Haigavne. The Kamoi Mishalmim Kefal. Sumche says that they pay Kefal. The Mashme Keren V'Kefal. But Amai, why do they pay Kefal? Given the Kamoidi, the Omar Gonavti, he himself was Moide. And he said, Gonavti, Iu Keren Boilish Lume. So he has to pay Keren. The Bishloime Knos of the Kefal have a Kaboil Absudi Beidi Shekedi too. That what they said is Chayiv Kefal, they wanted to be Mafsatim. That Kati Layomad Bedin, there was no Nohamad Bedin, he never owed the Kefal, Vikilameim the Moide Mifta. El Kerem, who Mechuyiv Beko, he's Mechuyiv from before. Vloy Mafsadi Lay Midi, they weren't Mafsatim anything. So the Gemara answers, Tashlum the Kefal, Mishalmin es a Kefal, the second payment, Buhu Mishalim Shloisha Levada Keren, besides the Keren, he pays the Keren also. Now, we mentioned last week a Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech wanted it be Medayik from Rashi. We had it, the Mishnah Lamelech Dibur HaMaschel Hido Tvichem, so the Mishnah Lamelech says that if a person is Moide, because of Yisusa de Edem, it's not only a Ptur in Knas, it's a Ptur in Keren also. The Mishnah Lamelech says, and the Dibur HaMaschel Hido Tvichem, so he says that their Hido is worthless, V'hai de mechayiv v'keren v'kefal mishum eidus achoynimu v'lav mishum eidosoy. So Rashi said, Rashi masal eidoh de tvichem, so Rashi says his eidoh is worthless since it's als b'yasusa de eidim,
And that what he pays Kerem v'keifus al t'aydes achroinim. So the Mishnah said it's a merdeke chiddish, bishleim, that in the din of moide v'knas, so we say if he's moide, not because he wants to be moide, he's scared, there's no poiter of moide v'knas. But Kerem is a din oidos baldin, and from Rashi would seem a merdeke chiddish, that if a person is moidals be yasusa de eidem, it's not even called aido. That's what's seen from this Rashi. But when we come down to this Gemara, the Gemara says midaka moide de gonav karen boishlum. Here the Gemara says al sis aido, and Rashi also says it. Rashi says, "Vamai kiven de komoidi, v'oma gonavti iu keren boilishlumi." So he has to pay keren. Here Rashi says, "Klol," not the way the Mishmar Chloim Pshat and Rashi. Rashi before says not like that, but al koponim the way the Mishmar said Pshat and Rashi that there's no mechayev of aidos baldin since the whole aidor came about to be asusa de eidim, so what's Pshat the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Klol," not like that. The Gemara attributes his chiyuv of tashlumei keren is al tizaydo midakam moide de gonak keren boi shlumi. And Rashi says the same thing. Kiven de kamoide vama gonakti iyu keren boi lishlumi. So Vaisto is clear that there's no chesoren in aido asbaldin if the Hido was because of Biasusa the Eidim. Let us see Taisvis, the top Taisvis, Tashlum the Kefil. So the Gemara answered, not that the Eidim paid the whole Kefil, they pay Tashlum the Kefil. La'el the Muki Reish Lokish Masnisen, the Gonach Vehigdish, Ba'achakach, Tovach, Mishalem Tashlumei Keifu, Kshehigdish Bailem B'yad Ganev. Reish Lakish learned Pshat that the Ganev was Magdish to Beheime, and the Ganev could be Magdish Beheime because it goes according to the Tznuyim, Kibagdish Ein Debushusoy. So if the Ganev, I'm sorry, not the Ganev, the Nigna was Magdish to Beheime. The Bailam was Magdish Biyad Ganev. So if the Bailam was Magdish the Behemah, so it comes out Chosra Keren Le Bailam. So it's considered he got back his Behemah. If he was Magdish, he got back his Behemah. If he got back his Behemah, so the Ganev does not have to pay him Kefil because he got back the Keren. So according to Reish Lakish, we'll also have to say the same shtick Torah. So chleimer nami tashlum de kefil. Not that he pays the whole kefil; he only pays that what's mashlum to make it kefil. But for the keren, he doesn't have to pay because it was chazra keren lebailim. The bailim got back his keren through that he was magdish the behemah.